Okay, we have a special opportunity today to get ready, hopefully, together for Pesach. Yom Yun is about Pesach, Pein Hazmanim, so I had the luck of the draw, or maybe the selection that I actually picked, to discuss Emunah, discuss faith in Pesach, which is natural. Every Yontif has its themes. Every Yontif has its major yisodos that we're supposed to get out of the Yom Tov. There are other themes on Pesach aside from Emunah, but certainly Emunah, as we will see soon, is at the forefront, at the front and center of what Pesach is all about. Therefore, I thought it would be very appropriate for us to try to just zero in on a couple of thoughts about Emunah that emanate from Pesach, from the story of Pesach. Hopefully, will help us get into the mindset of Pesach. I'd like to begin with three questions. Are you going to ask me, it's Pesach, should I have four questions? That's the fourth question. Here's the first question. The tour is a good idea. The tour in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, in Siman Tav Yud Zayin, has a very interesting comment. The tour quotes his brother, Shamati mi achi Rav Yehuda, that the Moadim, each three of the Yom Tovim, were established corresponding to one of the Avos. Pesach connected Avraham. Pesach corresponds to Avraham. As it says in Parashas, Vayera Lushiva si Ugos, Avraham says to Sarah, go make Ugos. And by the way, they weren't delicious babka, you know, that rose with chocolate inside of them. No, Upesach Haya, it was Pesach. Shavuos is Yitzchak, because the shofar of Matan Torah was the shofar of the ram of Yitzchak, and Sukkot is Keneged Yaakov, as it says, Ulu Mekneh Rasat Sukkos. So question number one is very, very straightforward. Question number one is, what does Pesach have to do with Avraham Avinu? It's very nice Sukkos. It's very nice Sukkos is Yaakov. Yaakov made Sukkos very nice. I see that a little bit more. I also see a little bit better that the ram of the Akedah was used for Matan Torah, Shavuos, I get that too. What is the connection to Chalal between the fact that Avraham baked bread, or told Sarah to bake bread, and the Yontif of Pesach? Ma kesher between Pesach and Avraham Avinu? Question number one. Question number two. An obvious question, a famous question. You just mentioned Shavuos, so let's go back to Shavuos for a second. Aseres Adibros. Whoa, the Big Ten. So the first of the Big Ten is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Continue. Asher, Otsisicha, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Viveya Saravazim. Very good. Excellent. Many ask the obvious question, which is, why does it say that? Why Anochi Hashem Elokecha? Why I am Hashem, your God, that took you out of Mitzrayim, Viveya Saravazim? That's Hashem. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, everybody asks this question. What should it have said? Asher Bara, Shemayim Ve'aretz. Whoa! Isn't that a greater miracle? Isn't that a greater show of God's power, God's greatness? Look at the world. Okay, I'm not minimizing Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's very chashuv, but God took us out of Mitzrayim. Yes, that's what we focus on. Hashem, this is opening words. God says, "Here I am. I'm here." Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And you want to know what I'm about? Asher Otzicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Yes, I took you out of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. What's that about? Elokecha. Okay, good. We'll get there soon. Yafeh. Question number two. Question number three, this is Rabban's question, which we're going to get to very, very shortly. Rabban is bothered at the end of Parshas Bo, as everybody may know, but it's good to chaz before Pesach. Rabban is bothered. How come Yetzias Mitzrayim and Pesach has such a central stage in our religion? We may not even realize how much of a central stage it has. But let's digress for half a second. How much of a focus is Pesach? What is Zecher the Yetzias Mitzrayim? Let's go, help me out. What in our Jewish calendar, in our weekly, calendaric, monthly, yearly cycles, is as a remembrance of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Help me out. Not all at once, please. Shalosh Regalim, for sure. All of them. We always say Pesach is, but in the Kiddush of all the Yom, we say Zecher the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Keep going. What? You have the Shema every single day. At least twice a day. Next.
Tzitzis.
What?
Tzitzis.
in Parashat Tzitzis, there's more. Tzfat feels like a long time ago. I don't know why it should, but maybe it does. Kiddush, Friday night, you made Kiddush, right? What do you say in Kiddush? Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shabbos. Shabbos every single week. Oh, by the way, I hope everybody in this room put on tefillin this morning. I'm sure everyone did. And why do you put on tefillin? At the end of Parashat Bo. To remind us, Yitzias Mitzrayim. And there's so many things in our religion. One after the other, it's like a little bit like, I get the point already. I get the point. I didn't even mention the fact that all there's so many mitzvahs in the Torah that are about the Korah Pesach itself. Pesach Sheni, there's so many mitzvahs. Come on, I get it. I get it. Why is it such a center stage? What's the focus on Yitzias Mitzrayim and so many mitzvahs that we have as Am Yisrael? That's the question, three questions I want to ask. Very quickly, review number one, Avraham Avinu. What does he have to do with Pesach? Number two, Asher Tzitzicham Yitzias Mitzrayim. And number three, such a focus on so many mitzvahs. Truth of the matter is, all these questions didn't need to be asked. I really just wanted to get to one yisod, which will answer all these questions. And it's a very, very fundamental yisod. I don't have a lot of time, but I'll spend a few minutes of this time with you. I actually made you four copies for you guys to see. You wouldn't
take my word for it.
I wanted to try and make this to share a little bit with each other. Maybe every two people or so could have their own copy. I copied for you the Rabban in his commentary at the end of Parshas Bo. We're not going to hold Rabban inside now. There's mamash no time for that. But I want to share with you just the highlights. Some of the highlights in Rabban. And hopefully we'll see, and hopefully will help us understand these questions a little better and really what Pesach is all about. If you look in the right-hand column on the page in front of you, the right-hand column on the bottom, second to bottom paragraph, V'ata, and now, Omer lecha klal, I will tell you a rule, betam mitzvos rabos. I'll tell you a rule that explains many mitzvos. What is that? The Ramban goes on to explain, avodas kelilim ba'olam, since the time of avodas zarah was in the world, bimei enosh, hechelo adeos l'shtabesh be'emuna. Many people got confused in their beliefs. There were a lot of confusing beliefs. Me'em kofrim be'ikar, some totally denied Hashem's existence. The world always existed, they said. The world always was around. They denied God. There's no God. That's one type of unfortunate, terrible misconception. That was one example. Some say God doesn't know what's going on. God, maybe He created the world, but He's not involved. He doesn't know what's going on in the world. How can God know what's going on down here? That was second example. And the third, umehem sheyodu biyidia, some maybe admit to that God knows, umachishem bashgacha. Maybe God knows, but intimately involved. Does He really care about what's happening in the world? V'yasu adam kedigei hayam, and they make man into fish in the sea, shelo yashkiach hakel bahen, ve'ein imam onesh shel sachar, and there's no reward of punishment, like we're fish in the sea. That's what it seems like to these people. God left the world, they say. Therefore, v'chashayir tzeh alokim be'eda o be'yachid. When God picks, for whatever reason He does, a group of people or an individual, v'yasa imayim mofes, and He does a wonder to them, a miracle, b'shinoy minhago shel olam v'tivo, by changing the world, by changing nature, by blood, by frogs, but all, whatever the miracles that He chose to do, yizbarer lakol bitul adeos ha'elu kulam. This totally slugs up, we say in the yeshivas. This totally undermines, this totally destroys, this totally rids us of these faulty misconceptions. Ki amofes ha'nifla more sheyesh l'olam elokam mechadsho v'yodeo mashkiach v'yachol. It shows us there's a God. Not only there's a God, but He made a calculation. And He's involved. He knows what's going on. There is a God. He knows. And that God is involved in what's going on. The Rabban continues to say, and if that miracle is actually predetermined, premeditated, exactly, if it's predicted, if God says, it's going to come, and then it comes, well, that shows not only the greatness of Hashem, but it also shows that there's something called nevuah. There's prophecy in the world, because God spoke to a prophet, and then the prophet said the word of Hashem, and then we know there's Hashem. And therefore, Ramban goes on, we'll skip a paragraph now because there's no time, but Ramban explains that's why there's so much in the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Parshas, the Shmos, and Va'ira, and Bo, about Leman Teda, that you should know, Ki Ani Hashem Bekerav Haaretz. Because the whole purpose of Mitzrayim was to know there's Hashem. To understand that there is a God in the world who's not only created the world, but knows and is actively involved in what's happening in the entire world. Skip to the second paragraph, left-hand side. The first paragraph on the left-hand side. Ubavur says Ramban, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo ya'aseh osu mofes b'chol dor le'enei kol rasha okover. God does not need to prove himself to every kofer. Yeah, a kofer will say, you know, God, if you're really there, so like, you know, you did a miracle in Egypt, so do it for me also. You know, like, I don't know, I'm going to be walking down the block later. You know, make the rock that I'm about to pass by, like, jump on its head and, you know, and do somersaults for me, because after all, I want to see you there. Who do you think you are? God has to prove himself to anybody? He doesn't have to. Therefore, what does he have to, what do we have to do, says the Ramban so beautifully. Yitzhava Osanu, he commands us, Shanasa Tamid Zikarum Va'os La'asharo Eninu. All these miracles, fellas, we saw. They were seen by our grandparents, who wouldn't lie to us, like the Ramban says elsewhere. By our great-grandparents. They all witnessed these miracles. Not one person, two people, 1,000 people, millions of people witnessed these things in Mitzrayim. Witnessed them. They saw them. We should tell our children about this. And that's why the Ramban says there's such a chumrah, Pesach. If there was a car, based on Midrash, should have been a car of Pesach, a chayav karis. Why? Chametz! The smallest drop, why? Because what's at stake is so great. What's at stake? Everything. What's everything? The Emunah of Yisrael. The Emunah of Yisrael is at stake. That's what's at stake, says the Ramban. And therefore we go crazy with Pesach. Pesach is off the chart in every way. It's a rule breaker in every way. Why? Because what's at stake? Everything's at stake. This is all very nice. But the last three paragraphs are so golden. I both say, Jews that live with these last three paragraphs live with Emunah. Jews that unfortunately don't know this Ramban or don't live with this Ramban, they're missing the boat. They're missing the boat. What do I mean? Says the Ramban. Last three paragraphs on the left-hand side of the page. Why? Why are they there? Not to forget the wonders. And that a heretic should not open his mouth. Why? Look at the Ramban. I'll act it out a little bit. Ki akone mezuzah bezuzecha. The person that goes to a sofer and says, can you make me a mezuzah, please? Sure, no problem. The color of a pistol. And he puts it on his doorpost. Right over there. Look at the door over there. See that mezuzah over there? There's a mezuzah over there. V'niskavin b'inyana. And he has the right kavanah when he puts it up. Kvar hodea b'chidash ha'olam. You know what he said? He said, I believe that Hashem created the world. Ubiidias abore, and that God knows what's going on in the world. Uve hashtocha sa'o. Yeah. The gamba nevua, also in nevua. And he believes in all pinos haTorah, etc. Next paragraph. That's what it's about. Here we go. Last two paragraphs. This is wild. This is wild stuff. This is wild. This is, it was worth it to come 6,000 miles and wait 7 months to just learn this Ramban and try to internalize it. Says the Ramban. Ulefikach, last paragraph. Amru, it says in Avos, have a zayir mitzvah kala kiva chamura. A person should be careful with easy mitzvahs like heavy mitzvahs. Why is that? Says the Ramban. Shekulan chamudos b'chavivos mo'o. They're all very precious. Look at these words. These are the most incredible words maybe ever written, arguably. Shebechol sha'a adam mode ben elokav. Because by doing the mitzvahs, he's constantly recognizing Hashem. The kavanas kol ha-mitzvos. What is the intention? What was the reason behind all mitzvos? Here it is. Shenamin be'lokenu, that we should believe in Hashem. V'node elav shehu bra'anu, and recognize the fact and praise Him that He created us. Listen to these next words. V'ein kel alyon chavez b'tachtonim. What does God need anything in this world? Milvad sheyeda ha'adam v'yode le'lokav shebra'o. All he wants is that we should connect to him. All he wants is that we should recognize him. All he wants is we should have a relationship with him. That's what Ramban says. That's the whole purpose of creation. and all the mitzvos. What am I doing? Why did I put on tefillin this morning? To connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why am I saying brachos? To connect to Hashem. That's what it's about. It's about establishing, fortifying relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what the Ramban says. I won't read it inside. That's why we have shuls. So we can all come together and join together in unison and call out, we are your creations, God. Last paragraph. He's Dr. Ramban. Last paragraph. Umen Anisa, this is so famous and so beautiful. Anisa Nagadolam, the first summit. Public miracles. Adamodeh benisim anistarim. Yeah. When I witness an incredible open miracle, then a person is able to understand and appreciate the hidden miracles. Sheheim yisod ha-Torah kula, which is the yisod of everything. Listen to these words. I couldn't make them up. Says Ramban, Sheein la'adam chelek b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu. Look at all those gemaras over there. They're very nice. Psh. Toras Moshe Rabbeinu. Says Ramban, we have no chelek in this Torah. Ad shenamin b'chol dvarenu u'mikrenu, until we believe that everything that happens to us, everything, shekulam nisim, it's all miraculous. Ein b'hem teva u'minhago sh'olam, it's not natural. There is no teva. So Ramban says, bein b'rabim, bein b'yachid, whether it's in mass or whether it is individual. Elohim yaseh ha-mitzvah, if we do mitzvos, yatzlichenu scharo, v'im yavar aleihem, and if we violate mitzvos, yachrisenu ancho, we will be punished for it. Hakol b'gzeras elyon kasher eskarti far. This is Rabban. Rabban's very strong. Very, 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 very strong words. I'm not going into the discussion now of the parameters of all the other Rishonim on this topic. I brought the Rabban to the table today. I'm not giving a whole discussion on this. There's what to discuss on this topic. The Rabban understands that the Yisod of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Emunah v'Hashem. The whole fundamental idea is, the reason why there's so many mitzvos is because we're supposed to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're supposed to understand that it's all miraculous. And we're here in this world for a purpose, which is, as we've said, to connect to Ribbono Shel Olam, to become part of Him, to establish a relationship with Him. The Rush, in his commentary, Orchus Chaim writes the following thing. Why does it say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim? Says the Rush. Here's the answer. Lahamin b'hashgachas ha'prat. This is the Rush. To believe in hashgachas ha'prat is like Shalom said so beautifully before. To believe in hashgachas Hashem. U'bazeh tekayim b'levavcha yichur ha'shalim b'hamin bo. And by doing so, we'll completely believe in Him. Ki einav mishotos b'chol ha'aretz. Because His eyes see everything. V'einav al kol darkei ish. And His eyes are on all of man's ways. U'bochein leim v'choker klayos. Hold on to your seat because you might fall off your chair. If you do, I'm sorry. Hold on, thanks. Says the Ramban. Says the Rush. Ki mi she'eino ma'amin asher otisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. If a person doesn't believe that God took us out of Egypt, namely, if a person doesn't believe in hashkacha pratis, then af ba'anochi Hashem alokecha eino ma'amin. It's the same pasuk. Anochi Hashem alokecha. It could have been asher barash ma'in va'aretz. But that's not the idea. The idea is that we're supposed to understand Hashem created the world and He is involved in the world. And if we only believe in half, we have half emunah. Half emunah is not bad. It's better than no emunah. Emunah is a midah, as we'll explain soon. Midahs are measurements. It's not all or nothing. If I know a Jew who keeps Yom Kippur, doesn't eat on Yom Kippur, and that's all. Everything else he's 612 mitzvahs he throws away. But he won't. He'll fast on Yom Kippur. Does he have emunah? The answer is yes, he has emunah. Is it emunah shlema? Far from it. That's emunah. Or else why is that in Yom Kippur? Let me in Yom Kippur also. Emunah has levels and levels and levels. And we're supposed to try our best to climb rung after rung after rung in our emunah. That's a job that we have in this world. That's what we're supposed to do. Try to increase our emunah. Enhance our emunah. Expand our emunah to emunah shlema. And therefore the Rosh says, that's what it means. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. To understand that the emunah in hashkacha pratis, and God's involvement in our lives is fundamental, is Yisodus, is very, very important. I brought with me this book again, because I couldn't not. Because last time I mentioned in the Shmuz Tol Yeshiva, I was talking about something else entirely. But now I'm talking about Emunah, and there's a chapter here. I read the whole chapter last night. Chapter 14. It's called Henny's Emunah Planet. It should be required reading for everybody if you haven't read it yet. If you read it, chazr it before Pesach. It's a good idea. I can't read the whole chapter to you now, although I would love to. But I will just share with you three quick little anecdotes from here that speak volumes about what Rebbe Tzemach, what her Emunah world was like. And then we'll try to just mention two or three quick more points. We'll wrap it up as Hashem as well. Anybody here, father or grandfather, a doctor? Doctor? Okay. Grandfather?
Father?
Good stuff. Okay. So take no offense. I'm going to quote a little bit. I'm not against doctors. This is our talking. I'm giving a shir. Thanks. Because I'm not against anybody, she said. But listen carefully. I'm only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Emunah Shleima. Teva, nature, is not for us. Hashem wants us to be above nature. I have a friend who's a Baal HaTshuva, and all the people in our family are astrologers. They look at the stars, and they see when you'll be born, and they see you could do this, and you can't do that. But if you have your Hashemayim, you're above the effect of constellations. So you're also above doctors. I have a close family member who is a big Yerei Shemayim. He presides over a department in one of America's most prestigious hospitals. And he said at least 50% of the time the doctors are wrong. They say people are going to live, they die. They say people are going to die, they live. We don't go by statistics. Then she writes a strong phrase. I'm not going to say that we have to necessarily go by this phrase. Statistics, there's a quote, take it or leave it, are apikorsis. Whoa, heresy. Everybody has an individual accounting of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That last line is for sure true. Listen to this. Eliyosha's parents, beautiful story, didn't have children for 20 years. They went to a big expert in fertility in Vilna, and after they did all the tests, the doctor said this couple cannot have children. Right back home, living together with her husband's father, who was the great Kabbalist and scholar, the Leshen. And the wife was so distressed, she wanted to cry to Davin. But she didn't want others to know, so she went to the chicken coop and started to cry and cry and Davin. Hashem, I don't care what the doctors say. I want to have children. I know you could do it for me. After a few hours, the Leshem, her father-in-law, walked by the chicken coop and heard crying. Opened the door. He saw she was crying, and her face was red with her eyes swollen. He said to her, "What's the matter?" She didn't want to say, but he pushed, and she told him. They went to an expert in Vilna, and this is what he said. "But I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do anything, and he can give me children anyway." So I was davening, she said. The Leshem turned to his daughter-in-law and said, "If you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do what the doctor said is impossible, then I guarantee you that within a year, you're going to have a baby." And Eliyashiv, Zatzal, was born 1 year later. Don't ever despair, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to do anything. Whoever needs a shidduch, whoever needs a refuah, whoever needs money, whoever needs anything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do it. That's Emunah. That's deep Emunah. I'll just, some anecdotes quickly. In his time, in his way. One of her mottos in life were, in his time, in his way. Her faith in Hashem would work everything out. Her faith that Hashem would work everything out and instill her with calmness. As she said, "The more I have Emunah, the more chilled I am, and the more happy I am. Because I know Hashem is running the world." There's a lot here. I don't have time to read too much more. Just, I'll be in this page, 505, if you're interested, what page is on, so you can see it. It's called Raising the Bar. Little bullets from Rebbe Tzemach, raising your bar in Emunah. In her words, a person should try to concentrate on Eino Muvado, that there's no force other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every day, maybe 5 seconds. Just remember that Hashem is the only Koach in the world. Yeah, the only Koach. Donald Trump is not a Koach. He's a president of the United States. But Rebbe Shalom is the only real Koach in the world. Number two, when something difficult happens to a person, ask yourself what Hashem wants you to work on or to fix. Number three, once a week, and you become anxious, remind yourself that Hashem is in control. It will work out in His time, in His way. It's written by Sarah Chavin Rigler about Rav Tzimach Chassid Hashem, an amazing book. Okay, let me try to wrap things up a little bit more. I wanted to say three more little bullets together on my bullet page in front of me, and then we'll call it up. We'll call it. Abosai, we've spoken so far about past Emunah and present Emunah. We've spoken about the fact that on the one hand, the Baruch Shalom did great miracles in the past in Mitzrayim. We all saw those. Our ancestors saw those miracles and passed them down. We spoke about Hashgacha Pratis, which is present. I want to talk now for 1 second about future. Because Emunah is always all-encompassing. It's about past, it's about present, and it's about future. There's a beautiful sforno on the pasuk that we laid yesterday, that we're going to lay on Pesach. Sorry. In Parshas Bo. The pasuk says the following words. Listen to these beautiful words. It says, Perek Yibbeis, Pasuk Membeis, Leil Shimur Mul Hashem. Night of Pesach is called the night of watching, of guarding for Hashem. Lo Tziyam Eretz Mitzrayim. Take us out of Egypt. Hu Alayla Azel Hashem. It is this night for God. Shimurim L'chol B'nei Yisrael Dorosam. It's a beautiful pasuk, but just listen to these words of the Sforno. It says the Sforno. Hu Alayla Azel L'Hashem Shimurim. K'mo Sh'ayim Shamer U'mitzapel L'gulas Yisrael Kol Yimei Galusim Mitzrayim. Just as Hashem was waiting, was yearning for the day to come, the Yerudimas of Mitzrayim, Kenu Mishamer U'mitzapel L'gulas Yisrael Asida. So to Hashem yearns and waits for the time that the ultimate redemption will come. Chol b'nei Yisrael dorasam k'omram b'nisan nigalu u'v'nisan tomorrow night's Nisan asidim li'igayel. We were redeemed in Nisan and we will be redeemed in Nisan. Abosar Amunah is not only about past, it's not only about present, it's about future. It's that the Rebbeinu Shalom has delivered. He does deliver, and He will deliver in the future to us in our lives. He began with Avram Avinu. What does Pesach do with Avram Avinu? And the answer is, Avram is Emunah. Avram started our religion. What's number one in our religion? Avram Avinu, the first one, the first Jew, is Avram Ivri. Why? Because the whole world is saying, yeah, the stars, they're good, the moon, maybe it's the constellations. And Avram says, no. That's not what it's about. And Avram came on the scene, and he taught it over to Yitzhak and to Yaakov, and B'nai Yisrael came out, and he says, Mitzrayim came out. It's all due to Avram Avinu. Pesach should be Avram's Yontif. Because Avram instilled Emunah into every single one of us. We still are benefiting from Avram Avinu's Emunah. We still, till this day. If I had more time, I would tell you how, but I don't have more time. So I'll owe it to you a different time to show you how. If you look in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in the fifth parak, I'll just tell you where to look. On the Mishnah, Asara Nisyonos, 10 tests, Nisnase Avraham Avinu. In the Reb Chaim Lajner's Pshat Parish in Ruach Chaim, you'll see a gorgeous Pshat on how Avram's Midos and his Emunah still helps us nowadays. And I want to close with the following. Rav Pinkus Zatzal used to have a minhag on Pesach night. He had grandchildren. Now, Pesach is one of those young children, you can't start early. Right? You gotta wait till it gets late, dark at night. So Pinkus would wait to start the Seder, like everybody else. His grandchildren, as much candy as you can give kids to try to stay awake, and shtuk them candy and treats, whatever, at a certain point they would doze off. Oftentimes they would doze off before it came time for Achilas Matzah. Ay, 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 what did he do? He was makpid to make sure that any child from the youngest age that could chew and eat matzah, before they went to sleep on Pesach night, should eat matzah. Why do I care? Let the kid go to sleep. Why are you bothering the kid to have a piece of cardboard? I'm not trying to. I love matzah, but like tzar balei chayim. Like why are you hurting the kid like that? No. So I think he's understood the secret. He understood that matzah is emunah. Matzah is called by the Zohar, Michla, the food, de Mehemnusa. Pinkus said to himself, if I could have my children, grandchildren, ingest Emunah, crunch, crunch, and they're taking emunah inside themselves, that has an effect on them. You know what? I'm not trying to torture my grandchildren, Chas Shalom, but I understand, he understood that this is what Pesach is about. Pesach is about emunah. It's about emunah for ourselves. It's about emunah for our children. It's about giving over the Mesorah to our children. The Yigadol LeBincha. What are you telling them? Yeah, there was a nice story. There was a guy called Paro, and there was Moshe, and it's all very nice. I'm telling them, there was a Ribono Shel Olam. Always was a Ribono Shel Olam. Haya. You're telling them, Hoveh. You're telling them right now, what's going on in Iran is the Ribono Shel Olam. What's going on in Syria is the Ribono Shel Olam. The fact that Donald Trump became the President of the United States is the Ribono Shel Olam. Who's pulling strings from Shemayim. And you're telling them also that there's going to be a Geula. We were redeemed and we will be redeemed. That's pretty important. Why is this night so important? Because everything rides on it. The whole religion rides on it. Why is Pesach at center stage? Why is the Yetzias Mitzrayim so fundamental for our lives, for Yiddishkeit, for Jewish existence? Because our whole religion depends on our emunah. I'll close with this last Gemara. The Gemara says in Maseches Makos, at the very end of Makos, that each one of the great leaders of generations decided that they would condense the Torah into different ideas. And they brought it down to six ideas based on Pesukim, and four ideas, and three. And finally, the Gemara says, Bach Havakuk. Havakuk came along, and said, one idea. All you have to have is one idea, and that will encapsulate everything. And what is that? Which pasuk did he quote? The Gemara says, the very end of Makos, the tzaddik be'emunaso yichyeh. The tzaddik will live in his faith. Rabosai, we live in a very complicated world. Faith might have been easy at some point. Maybe it's easy for some people. For many people in the world we live in, especially in a lot of culture that we're surrounded by, faith is a challenging. Everything is challenged. So challenge faith too. Nothing is taken for granted. Everything is liberal. City. I can challenge everything. And I know better. And I also have a day. And I'm also right. Thomas Pesach reminds us where we're from, what we're about, where we came from, what we're about now, and what we're going to. We'll say, hold on tight. Hold on tight to the emunah. Try to mechazek our emunah. Try to work on our emunah. Emunah is a midah, like I said before. Midos are measurements. More emunah. Every matzah, every bite we take is more emunah. I want to see Hashem more clearly in my life. I want to look for opportunities to recognize that He's involved in every step that I take. If I fall in a basketball game and I rip open my knee and my two hands and my elbow and my hip in one fall, it's Ari Daniels' fault. I'm saying it on Bifnei Aveda. It's not Ari's fault. It's a Ribono Shel Olam. Why do you want me to get a boo-boo on my hip and my hands and my elbow and my knee at the same time? That's a good question. I don't know why, but I know it was him. Because everything is from him. We should be Zohar Rabosai to enjoy Pesach, to get ready for Pesach, to mechazek ourselves in this Yisodos fundamental idea of emunah, to mechazek our emunah, the emunah of our families, please God our children. Bez Hashem, we should be Zohar to the B'nisan Nigalu, Halavai in this year, the Karo, B'nisan Asidim Nigal, we should be Zohar to the Gula Shlem and Karo, Mir Aminu. Amen.